This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, the show that explores sex, sexuality and self. I hope you're having a good evening, and I hope you are too, Benny B.
Dean Beck, I'm having a great evening. It's lovely to be back. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And a ho, ho, ho to us all. You have been away.
I have been away.
Did you go back to your far-flung Western roots?
Yes, I was in Perth. Family, friends.
Bloody hot.
It was bloody hot. And then I went to Bali for a couple of weeks.
Get out of here.
Look at my tan, can't you tell?
Not through those beautiful tattoos, no.
Thank you. So yeah, that's where I've been, but back for another year.
Fantastic. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
We have a great show ahead for you tonight. We'll be joined by the CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council, Simon Ruth, will be with us.
Excellent.
Very busy time of year for the community with
absolutely
the likes of Midsummer, but also very busy time for VAC with their annual Gay Periodic Survey. So we'll find out all about that and a hell of a lot more when Mr. Ruth joins us.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Benny B is with us. It is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Normally we would love to do that with the CEO of VAC in the studio, but he is a busy man.
Very busy.
And he's not in the studio. He's on the phone. Simon Ruth, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm so sorry, guys. I should have been there.
We forgive you, Simon. It's all right. We understand.
Simon, you were lucky enough to launch a brand new website just before Christmas. We even did a little bit on this show. Let's have a listen to how Andrew the Apprentice and I launched your new website for you.
If you go to vac.org.au,
which is VAC's website,
Victorian AIDS Council's website, it'll be completely different.
Oh.
No.
You won't even recognise
You won't recognise
it. You go, what the hell is this?
I've gone to the wrong site.
Oh my God, I don't know anything.
But no, you haven't gone to the wrong site.
It's the same website.
It's the same. Well, no. That's the point. It's not the same website. But it's the same address.
Ah, is it VAX or somebody else?
It is VAX.
Oh, right.
It is VAX. It's all there. But okay, it's a whole fresh new website.
Oh, Christmas makeover.
A Christmas makeover.
Ready for the new year.
Exactly. So they've done a tuck and a lift.
They've sprinkled a bit of glitter.
Yep. It looks fantastic.
It does. It looks amazing. It's so 2017, I can't believe.
Not a day over 35.
Nah, tell ya. please check out bac.org.au and tell them how fabulous it looks.
It does look fabulous.
And it does look fabulous, Simon Ruth. That's how we look.
Thank you for that. We might hire you guys to launch things for us in future. Since you're getting so excited about it. And we're very happy with the website. It is the new look, and hopefully it's a lot easier to navigate and easier to use than the old one.
Wow.
And it is mobile. It's mobile compatible, which is the most important thing. With people using tablets and iPhones more often now, this is much easier to use.
As long as you can stick something in the search thing and it finds it, I'll be happy. That was the biggest problem. I could never find anything.
Well, hopefully that's all sorted out now.
No, it looks great. Looks great. Very easy to get around. Now, midsummer, always a big time for VAC. And sort of you always hit the ground running with midsummer because your periodic survey is coming up. How many people are involved with that? Because it's a logistical nightmare.
So the periodic survey will launch on Sunday at Carnival. And I think at Carnival we tend to survey about 800 people on the day, and we have probably 20 or 30 people working on it at that time. And then it will move into clubs and sex on premises venues for the next 2 weeks after that. So if you're at the Lead or Circuit or some of the sex on premises venues, the survey will be available as well to complete at those venues. And it's a very important survey. It provides us with a lot of valuable information about what's happening in people's lives, what their drug use is looking like, what their sexual practices are like. Is PrEP having an impact, and provides us with a lot of very valuable information, not only current information, but also over years where we can actually see if we're having an impact and how things are shifting. And we've seen in last year's data, and probably even more in this year's data, we will see the impact of PrEP and the way that people are using PrEP in their sex lives.
Last year, you surveyed 2,886 men, and nearly 90% of those were a face-to-face method. Most of them at Carnival. The year before, in 2015, was the first time that you recruited online, and there was a bit of difference between online responses compared to the face-to-face responses. Although with such few people responding online, it was hard to sort of compare that in the end data. But people were more revealing, I guess, in the online stuff. And it was a younger demographic too.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you get very different audiences. So if you are feeling it out at Carnival, you're probably with your friends. It's not a short survey. If it's a hot day or if it's raining, people want to get through it quickly. They don't necessarily want their partner or other people to see what they're putting on the survey. So you do get quite different data at that event. And it's very community engaged people. It's people who attend Carnival, and similarly at the venues, it's people who go to the venues. But in the online group, it's a younger demographic. It's more likely to be people from rural and regional settings who aren't coming to the venues or aren't necessarily attending midsummer. So it does give you a much better spectrum of Victoria as a whole, rather than just inner city Melbourne and people who are coming to our events.
Now, Benny B, I've given you the survey to have a look at.
Yes.
Now, say that the last time I'm volunteering for VAC at Carnival, and the last time you saw me, I was on my knees giving you a blowjob at Trough.
Yep.
Now that it's been 6 months since you last saw me, and I'm handing you a survey about your sexual practices, tell me, are you going to be as revealing as you might otherwise if you did it online?
That is a tough one.
I'm not standing over you saying tick that box, right? But
this is me we are talking about, and I am quite an open book.
Yeah, I know.
But I do, I do feel like you could, pretty confronting for some people, I think.
You do fill the survey out yourself and you stick it in the box and no one gets to see what you've written on it, and then you get a lollipop, I think. So hopefully no one's actually reading unless they're standing there looking over your shoulder.
I've done worse things for a lollipop.
Simon sits on one of those tennis umpire high chairs and oversees the whole thing.
Oh, right.
There was 1 year when I was filling it out and the health minister at the time walked up behind me and said hello to me while I was pulling the survey out. So I covered it up.
Oh, that's awkward. Now, why is it so important, Simon?
It's a valuable source of information for us. So it gives, our goal is to end HIV and to improve gay men's Health in Victoria, and this is an incredibly valuable piece of data. It's not perfect and it's not flawless, and you know, you can pick holes through the data, but it has now been going for many, many years. It does give us a shift over time about where guys meet the people that they play with and what they're doing while they're playing with them. Unfortunately, we don't have an equivalent survey in Victoria for women or for the trans community if they're not trans men having sex with men, and hopefully in the future that we'll get those. New South Wales actually does have a women's sexual health survey, which gives them a lot more information up there. But it does also help us to plan our campaigns into the future and our service development, and helps us work with government on the areas that we need to be targeting. And it also provides valuable information on the differences between Melbourne, Sydney and the other cities. Mm. So nationally it gives us an idea of how we should be working.
And Simon, so I mean, as you said, it has been going for a number of years. How different is it? How different is this survey from some of the past years? Is there certain things that we really want to focus on in 2017?
So the survey is put together by the survey is put together by Kirby Institute in New South Wales, and every year there are huge debates about what should and shouldn't be in the survey.
Yeah,
most of those debates are the research institutes who are involved in pulling that together, and mm-hmm. I know drug questions have gone in and gone out depending on what the drug issues are at the time, and I'm pretty sure there's some amphetamine questions in this year that probably weren't in there 5 years ago. And things like PrEP and PEP, certainly, you know, 2-3 years ago the questions were there and next to no one knew what we're talking about with PrEP. Now it's very apparent. I think in this year's data we had 6% of men who were reporting being on PrEP. I imagine that will be significantly higher next year.
And so it is at a vital point in time, particularly in our HIV history, to be undertaking this information to actually track that change and to see how that affects the epidemiology of the virus.
Yeah, definitely. And it also gives us a lot of valuable information about guys living with HIV and what they're doing as well, and the shifts in their behaviour. And particularly as we learn a lot more about undetectable viral load, we'll probably, and the impact that has, that it means you're not infectious, we'll probably see shifts in people's sexual practices related to that as well.
And we have seen in just the last 5 years a marked increase in HIV-positive men being on treatment and reporting an undetectable viral load, now sitting at about 95%, which is huge.
Yeah, Australia's got probably one of the best rates in the world. There is a global target of 90% of all people who are living with HIV knowing that they're positive, 90% of those on treatment and 90% of those undetectable. And I think we have pretty much achieved those figures in Australia, and we're probably one of the first countries to do so. So it's very exciting here to know that we're leading the world.
Now, Simon, last year you had an amazing cabana set up. What is VAC going to do this year for its installation at Carnival?
We will be in the same cabana this year, and it will be a similar setup, but we will also this year have a separate tent for our services. So there will be the large red tent, as it was last year, which will be focused on the Gay Men's Periodic Survey and also our current top-to-bottom campaign. And then across from us there will be pronto rapid testing and the rest of our services, Equinox and counselling. Will be at the other end. We'll also be pushing our drug and alcohol programs and touch base the website, trying to get that message out there as well. There will be rovers as well. I think we'll have boys wandering around giving out showbags.
Yes, showing things. Yes, there's always some lovely VAC boys running around. Now, one of the big things that Dr. Vincent mentioned to us recently was our interpretation of relationships. And the survey includes questions about the relationships we have and whether they're casual or otherwise. But that's got to be a difficult thing to try and put into a questionnaire, because we identify our relationships differently as well.
Yeah, we certainly do identify our relationships differently. I think last year's survey showed that I think 50% of gay men in relationships were in open relationships. That was fairly controversial at the time, and it certainly made an impact on Twitter and created some arguments within the community.
Still underreported.
probably underreported. And, well, we're in, you know, agreed open relationships, shall we say.
That one.
Right. Yeah. And certainly in the marriage equality debate, there was debate about what impact that sort of figure would have if Conservatives got hold of it and wanted to push that a line down. Why would we let them marry anyway?
Do you honestly censor your media releases on the basis of what other people might think?
No, we didn't, but we copped a bit of flak from other people within the community.
I would be appalled to think that you even thought about it.
We do, you know, sometimes we might be putting out a release and we think, well, how will the Herald Sun
who gives a shit, 3AW
Simon? Play that?
Who gives an absolute toss? Isn't it far more important that the right information gets communicated to gay men and their sexual health informed accordingly than to be concerned about what friggin' Andrew Bolt thinks?
Well, yes, Dean, but there's all you can communicate at the same time as not being inflammatory. And drawing negative attention. And, you know, our goal is to ensure the survival of ACT and ensure the survival of our programs. And, you know, we've seen this year what can happen when the right-wing media decides they're going to look for ways to attack a program. And the fact is the politicians and the funders run. As soon as you're toxic, they run away from you, regardless of whether you're doing a good job or not. So...
The flip side is this, Simon. One country in Europe now makes up 64% of all HIV infections. That country is Russia. 64% of all new HIV or of all HIV infections in Europe now reside in Russia. That is kowtowing to conservative politicians. That's the end result.
What? Dean, I'm not kowtowing to conservative politicians. I'm just talking about the fact that sometimes you might, you know, shift your language. If you're putting out a press release to the mainstream media, you don't necessarily want to use language that might inflame a debate, which takes it in a direction which actually destroys your message. Wow. You know, you want to put out a message about safe sex. You don't want them suddenly dragging you into a debate about some side issue, which actually kills the message that you're trying to get out to the community.
Aren't we lucky to have shows like this?
That said, you know, we didn't. We talked publicly and openly about the data that came out of the Gay Men's Periodic Survey, but we were attacked for doing that. Mm. But, you know, we at the same time as, you know, we need to get our messages out there, we also need to push the envelope on getting the rest of the community to accept that gay relationships aren't necessarily the same as what the rest of the community are participating in out there in heterosexual land. So, you know, you're trying to do both at the same time, but you're trying to do it in a way that takes people with you and doesn't create conflicts.
Right, we'll take a break while I calm down. We're with Simon Ruth, CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council. Let's spread the love, shall we? Just shake that ass.
Joy.
Get on it. Just say what your mama gave you. Get on it.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Dean Beck and Benny B with you on the show that explores sex, sexuality and self. Tonight we're doing it with the CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council, Simon Ruth, who is on the other end of this line. Simon.
Thanks for sticking around, Simon. Don't take any notice of that mean old Dean Beck.
Not the abuse I got.
I did not abuse you. I was simply stating what... Anyway, let's move on. You have some breaking news for us.
One of the issues you and I were just discussing is it's come to our attention through Squirt and through a phone call we had that there's been some violence in Footscray Park over the last week at the beat there. So I think it was last Wednesday night and the Monday night, so the 4th and the 2nd of January, that there was a group of men who were trying to lure guys into the bushes and then jumping them once they were in the bushes. So we haven't got to the bottom of it. We've spoken to the police in Footscray and the GLOWs there, and they're going to be conducting more patrols in Footscray Park over the coming nights in the warmer weather. So if you are over there and you're seeing lots of police activity, I wouldn't be too scared because police aren't that interested in the beat. They're more interested in ensuring everyone's safe and protected. And to anybody who did witness it or... if anything's happened to you, you can either call Footscray Police and they will and ask to speak to one of the guys there, or you can call us at VAC if you want to remain anonymous and we can pass on that information to Footscray Police. We don't know too much. We know it was a gang of guys chasing other guys and threatening to hurt them and possibly attacking them. Most of the information we've got has been through comments left on Squirt and some hearsay through the community. But the police were contacted one night, and they are aware of what's going on, and they're going to try and do their best to stop it.
Yes, well, tread carefully if you're feeding the possums. Which I might just say about 10 years ago, I lived opposite that particular park, which
just
was awfully convenient on New Year's Day night. And when feeding the stale bread to the possums, I noticed there was not a bush free.
Oh,
but that was 10 years ago. Who knows what it's like now? But be careful is the point. Now, good advice for all of us. Simon, we've got a few other events that VAC is a part of for this midsummer. Your annual hypothetical returns for its third and maybe final year?
Don't know. We every year we say we'll never do it again, and then it goes well, and we decide probably too quickly that we will do it again and make a commitment to it. But certainly we may try and do it differently and not leave it to the last minute as we have the first 3 years. But this year it's in Deakin Edge again at Federation Square, as it was last year when you were on the panel, Dan. And this year's slightly different. It's actually going to be a murder mystery. So the name of the hypothetical this year is Who Killed Sharon Swallows?
Do you need a dead body? I could play that role.
Well, if you want to be a blonde, right-wing, charming and pretty journo. Rural
some think
journo.
That I already
she
am.
She could do that.
you could fit the bill. But, yeah, so it's about a group of people who end up at a bed and breakfast in rural Victoria, where one of the local right-wing journalists who's come to some national notoriety gets murdered, and it's a murder mystery about who done it. Oh. And we have a great panel this year, so two Joy people on the panel this year. We've got Michelle Shepherd, who has a show on Joy, and also Tennille, the executive officer or CEO of Joy, are both on the panel. Mm-hmm. Edwina Wright, Professor Edwina Wright, who many people would know from her work in the PrepEx study. Judith Lucy's back this year. Karen Price, the deputy CEO of ACON. Joel Murray, who some people would know when he was a candidate for the Sex Party, is on the panel. Benjamin Law, who wrote The Family Law, the TV show, is with us, and Dennis Altman and David Maher. David Maher, so people would know David Maher from Sunday mornings on the ABC.
Yes, and Media Watch, he used to do too.
Yes.
That does sound like a great panel. Mm. Well, I have already booked my tickets for that, Simon, so how many are available? Because it fills up pretty quick.
I think we've got seating for 350. We can push to 400 if we need to, but we've already given away 230 tickets. So if people want to get in, they can either go to the VAC website or the Midsummer website and book their tickets. It is free, so that shouldn't put anyone off. And it's a great evening. I think you've been on the panel twice now, Dave.
I have.
I think you've enjoyed it both times.
Yeah. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'm hoping that we will again get the opportunity to air it on Joy, if that's
possible. Yes, I should say. So it's being broadcast live on Channel 31. For the first time ever, and also live on Facebook, and it is being recorded for Joy as well.
Fantastic.
Right. So that's someone else has made those arrangements, have they? That's great. All right, very good. Nice to be kept in the loop. We've also got another drug and alcohol thing happening as well.
Yeah, so next Friday night on the 20th, we've got the Belonging Forward exhibition. So that's an exhibition that will run for 2 weeks. It's running out of our Pronto or Equinox site in Fitzroy. And Belonging For It is a mixed media exhibition at real life stories about gay and bisexual and queer men talking about their methamphetamine use and their drug use and how they manage that. And then that's been converted into art. And the various mediums will then make their way into the Touchbase website over the next couple of weeks and become a feature on the Touchbase website as well. But it's a great exhibition where we get the stories of real men about how they stay safe when using drugs, and particularly drug use around their sex life as well. And so that's that again is a free event. It's a Pronto at 6:30 on Friday the 20th. The details are on our website, and I think they're also on the Midsummer website. And then later that evening, Melba Mooning is on at the Laird.
Midsummer Mooning?
Midsummer Mooning, sorry. And that's on at the Laird.
What is Midsummer Mooning?
You don't know what Midsummer Mooning is. I don't know what
Mooning is. No. Could this be my first mooning?
Look, you must go along. You mm-hmm. need to experience it at least once,
mm-hmm.
which is probably enough. And you will be a changed man, I can assure you of that. But always a great fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council. There's a whole lot of other events, Simon, that are raising funds for you as well, including a drag fest on at Chapel of Chapel.
Is that What a Drag? Yes. So yes. What a Drag's on at Chapel, off Chapel on the 3rd of February. I think again, that's a free event. That's a donation event as you enter, and all the donations are coming through to VAC. There's Mooning, of course, which if people want to go to Mooning, get in early and buy your tickets, because it's rarely is it that tickets are available on the night. It usually sells out beforehand. We have a joint event with Hares and Hyenas called Queer Ass Trivia, and that's on Monday the 23rd, and that's a trivia competition at Hares and Hyenas. And there's another show that we're sponsoring called Stigma. And Stigma is a show being put together by Darren Visser, who some people might know from Nobody Likes Me, which is a show he's done over the last couple of festivals. And it's at La Mama, and it's on the 30th of January, and it plays for 3 or 4 nights. And that is, it's a show that's been workshopped with a lot of our clients and a lot of people living with HIV, and it's talking about the impact of HIV stigma on their lives, and it's being portrayed through dance and acting and different ways that they can portray performing arts.
Very, very good. A huge suite of events for VAC for Midsummer 2017. All of that, of course, is available at midsummer.org.au, or you can pick up your program here at Joy 94.9. All right, Simon, thank you very much for joining us on the show tonight. Would have been great to have you in here. Nonetheless, we have managed
but
to...
you're so busy, and we understand that. All
we
of these
do
things.
Indeed. So thank you for joining us. And
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Stay with us. I'll have a quick chat to you off air. Well, you are with Dean Beck and Benny B. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9, your show for all things sex, sexuality, and self. I'm Benny B.
Dean Beck's with me. I'm Dean Beck. Now, I mentioned this earlier. Cases of HIV in Russia are now the highest in Europe. The country saw some 100,000 new infections recorded in the most recent year's figures. The trend goes against the rest of Europe, where new infections have stabilised or fallen. 98,000 new diagnoses of HIV were diagnosed in Russia in 2015, which is the most recent figures. Mm. Russia now accounts for some 64% of all HIV in Europe, up from 60% on previous figures. The upward trend is not going to abate, because the one man who was empowered with offering HIV services to particularly the gay community in Russia was kicked out of that in 2014.
Staggering. Absolutely staggering.
Yeah. So when you don't identify injecting drug use, which is the major cause over there, and you don't identify the gay and LGBTI communities, it's hard to address those health issues. Very difficult.
Indeed.
In happier news, what are you going to go to for Midsummer 2017?
Well, look, I've just been looking through the calendar. There are so many things. I think I might like to get out. There's a couple of walks, a couple of outdoor events,
Hey, have you not Mardi done Gras. Carnival before?
No, I have. I've been here for it before, yes.
Right.
There's
You got to go to Mooning.
I've got to go to Mooning.
It will change your life.
That's in my that's definitely in my calendar now. I'd like Hypothetical sounds good as well.
Yes, the Hypothetical is great. Yes. You must book your tickets for that, because it usually does sell out, particularly with such a good panel this year. I would suggest you get on board with that. It's free. Register, stick all your details in, and get along to it.
Seriously, look, so many things.
Yeah, huge
all
program.
All booked for.
This coming Saturday on Joy 94.9, we'll be joined by the festival director.
Mm-hmm.
Karen will join us to talk about the program in full ahead of Carnival Day. So check out Word for Word this Saturday, 12 noon, hosted by yours truly. So we'll get all the lowdown on that. But, yeah, it's always a big year. 30th year, I think, this year. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Joy 94.9.
You think you know all there is to know about Joy's Ponsonberry Street, don't you? Okay, smarty pants. Did you know they've been around since 1877? They provide safe homes to traumatized children and young people and vocational training and educational programs. Or that Berry Street recently came out in support of marriage equality. Yes. Get to know Berry Street and all the work that they do this midsummer at Carnival Day on Sunday, January 15. Visit the Berry Street stall and learn how easy it is to become a foster carer or the programs they have in place to support kids in need. Authorised and spoken by celebrity supporter Dolly Diamond, Victoria, Australia.
I'm on fire.
Hide and seek.
Fireball.
Benny B, it's time for us to nick off.
It is.
There are head cases coming up next. Indie heads, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Declan will be with you for a evening of wonderful new music and a lot of Australian content in there. And I'll see you at Carnival.
You'll see me at Carnival.
We'll be roaming around there. Joy will be broadcasting from Carnival Day. Get down there and fill out that bloody survey. It's important stuff.
It's very important.
Very important stuff. Till next time, keep well. Take care. Bye for
now. Night.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.